Lunchtime on a Wednesday, coming off of a Nuggets victory. Two in a row for the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic versus Victor Wembanyama did not disappoint last night. What did disappoint was the Colorado Rockies, but that's par for the course at this point. We're going to touch on a couple things here in our lunch segment, but let's start with an awesome nickname I learned. I told you yesterday that the Broncos added Calvin Throckmorton. I learned some stuff about Calvin yesterday, Stoke. He wants to be an orthopedic surgeon when he's done playing football.
Okay.
And for that reason, he's known in NFL locker rooms. I got to be careful here.
How many locker rooms has he been in?
I think three.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he's an older guy here.
Yeah.
All right.
He's known as Doc Throck.
Okay.
Because he wants to be a doctor when he's done playing football.
All right.
Go perform surgeries and all that good stuff. That's one of the better nicknames I've ever heard.
Okay. I guess so. You're putting a lot into this guy that's I've never heard of or no one's ever heard of and that we just signed a few days ago. You are invested in this guy. You're making him something in town now.
His last name's Throckmorton, man.
I know. I don't know why that. Why is that awesome?
I don't know. Just like saying Throckmorton.
Okay.
I told you about the medical term there. You refused to Google it yesterday.
Yeah, so I didn't do it. You're too invested in this guy. So I'm like, that makes me not want to be invested.
Really?
For some reason, yeah. So
is he my Lucas Kroll of the offensive line?
I think so.
Okay.
I do. We'll see. We'll see. Now it's like, I'm not Googling his name, and I don't think Dr. Whatever is all that great of a name.
Doc Throck.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're talking about a guy that we're never going to talk about again for any reason on the football field, probably. Hopefully we will. And if we do, then there you go. With Lucas Kroll, like he actually was playing.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton talked about him.
Yeah, said his name.
And, right. So that was a little bit different. This guy, we don't even know. No one's ever heard of him.
We
have spent 3 minutes talking about him.
Plus five yesterday.
Exactly. Most that guy's ever been talked about on the radio, I can guarantee you. Shout out to him. Then. Yeah. Now I got to be a fan. I'm a fan.
We're 8 minutes in on Doc Throck Talk here.
Yes.
Right here on the show. In fact,
just sounds too weird.
Segment.
I can't even say his name now. It just sounds weird, and I don't even want to know what the... Look at you.
Tomorrow on Doc Throck Talk,
yes,
we'll have some new information on Calvin Throckmorton.
Perfect. Can't wait. Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, he'll come up with something for us. All right, let's talk to Nugs. Sixth straight game they missed without Jamal Murray. If he is able to play on Thursday, they're going to L.A. to take on the Clippers, who, by the way, didn't have Kawhi last night because his left knee was sore, so that's something to keep an eye on for Thursday's matchup. It would be 2 weeks to the day since Jamal Murray last played a game. And we told you yesterday with NBA playoffs, the official rounds, starting on April 20th, if Jamal's not able to play at all in the final six regular season games, it would be a month since he has not played. So six straight without Jamal. Stoke, I think he's going to go on Thursday. That game's important. It's on the road. You need to beat the Clippers to create a little bit more separation. Denver's sitting at one now, but half game lead over 1, 2, and 3, and then there's the Clippers there. You get a dub on Thursday at L.A., you're pretty much eliminating them from chasing the top three and locking in you being no less than the third seed. I want Jamal to play on Thursday.
Well, that's what I told you yesterday. Remember?
Yeah.
I told you
I didn't want it yesterday. You said, I don't want to see him tonight.
Right, and I didn't think he would play yesterday, and because I felt like they felt the Spurs at home, we can win without Jamal. Let's give him a couple more days, and then, against the Clippers, let's get him back going again. And so we've seen him warm up and looks fine doing that. So what's holding him back now? Hopefully they're just taking the very cautious approach, and we will see Jamal back in the lineup on Thursday. If we don't see him on Thursday, then I become really concerned. For me.
You will be?
Yeah.
Because he'll miss the rest of the regular season.
What's that?
You'd feel like he'd miss the rest of the regular season.
No, I'm not going that far.
Okay.
It's like, okay, well, like, what, just my concern is what's going on here? It's a long time. Like you said, this is over 2 weeks. Well, what happened? Right? It went from ankle to knee. You had shin splints, hamstring earlier. Okay, that's all fine now. But my concern goes to the knee. Because it doesn't seem like it's an ankle anymore.
Mm-mm.
What happened to the knee? Are you getting swelling in the knee? What's going on there? And that's where my mind goes, is I'll be really, really concerned that something is going on there with the knee. But if he doesn't play Thursday, it doesn't mean he's going to miss the rest of the regular season. Maybe he just needs a couple more days, right? That's what I would hope. But not ideal. Obviously, right now, with Jamal missing as much time as he's missed, I want to get him back in the lineup, get his legs under him. Right, I think it's important to play a few games before the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Get your conditioning back up. Knock some rust off. All those things are important. Man, it's playoff time. I don't want you to. Now, could he do it? Not play again and then play? Yeah, of course. It's Jamal. Mm-hmm. He's great. But like, I'd feel better if he got a little time in before the playoffs, a few games at least, to knock some of that rust off. And conditioning is a big part of it, getting your legs under you.
That's right. I'm with you. I would like to see him play in a game, possibly two, but I just think I've changed a little bit to prioritize health more than that number one seed. It was big for me post All-Star break. We're talking about 20-7. Go get it. It's important.
Sound
gotta
like
have
Zach
home
now.
Court. But I think I flipped it.
You don't want to sound like Zach.
I don't. But
no, but you are.
I'm being honest on how I feel now.
Now you're giving us your feelings.
Yeah. I'm all about my feelings.
Today. Right.
I told you about my love story with Kelsey earlier.
Yeah. I'll tell you about my, at the about 12:20 here, I'm going to give you what happened last night. And I got punked.
Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you about it.
So okay.
At the end, coming up here in about 15 minutes.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Just, and I even, I'm like, wow, okay.
I'm a big fan of whoever did this.
Yeah. So that happened to me yesterday, by the way. So anyway, okay, but you do, like, and that's what I'm going to ask Zach today, because we got a promo running, and Zach's like, you know, the best thing right now is just health. I don't care about seeding. It doesn't matter. Well, like, my question to y'all would be, why can't we have both? Like, what, so, and then here's the other one. So I'll give him some time to think about it, so maybe he'll get a good answer coming in there. Like, what does that mean? What does health mean to you? Tell me. So what should we do here for perfect health going into the playoffs? Define that for
me. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I made this decision last night, and there's a play that made it happen.
You made it last night.
Aaron Gordon, fourth quarter.
Okay.
Goes up for, he's trying to catch an entry pass.
Yeah.
And he had inside position on the Spurs player.
Okay.
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But the Spurs player tries to close some of the distance. It creates contact. And AG from, you know, up near the rim,
uh-huh,
catching the pass, comes down on his right hip.
Bam.
Right on the hip. Right?
I saw that.
And that is literally, I went, I don't care anymore. Get these guys to the postseason with the starting five healthy.
Okay.
So that was the moment.
And all right.
What health brings for me to the Denver Nuggets is it makes them virtually unbeatable.
No. Not what it brings, but how are you going to operate that? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What do you mean? I'm
like,
lost.
You're Michael Malone. What are you going to do to make sure you're healthy?
Oh, okay. I'm going to shut Jamal down.
No, Jamal, but what about the rest of the guys?
I'm going to give Aaron Gordon some time off. I'm going to give Nikola a game off. I'm going to sit Michael down for a game or two before the season is over.
But that doesn't guarantee you health. Like, you're still going to play him. But you just want to rest him a little bit.
So no, I have to shut it down completely.
I'm asking you to define what that means.
Well, like, I'm not shutting him down completely.
Okay, so you're not shutting him down completely, so they're going to still play. Okay, but your number one goal here is health.
Yeah.
But they're still going to play. So you know that you could still get hurt. Even handling it that way, right?
Like, could.
So Aaron Gordon's still going to play. Mm-hmm. So he's still going to have to jump. He's still going to have to run.
Yes.
Jokic is going to have to jump and run. Michael Porter Jr., jump and run. And
he doesn't do a lot of that.
That's true. I take that back. Dang, that's cold-blooded. That's
you knew
cold.
Exactly what I did with my face.
I know. I was like, damn. But these guys are still going to have to play. So you can navigate these waters as cautious as possible, but you're still going to play the guys in a basketball game where they're running and jumping. And that, to me, signals you still have a potential to get injured.
You are right.
It's almost like preseason football.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, I know we want to be healthy, but do we want to get ready to play football? I want to play football from the first game and be ready to go. So what do you have to do? You have to hit. You have to tackle. Will guys get hurt? Yeah, guys could get hurt. That's just part of it. It's sports. And I get it. If a guy is hurt and Jamal is hurt and he's not able to go and he needs a little bit more time, then guess what? Don't play him. But other than that, man, I don't want to let the foot off the throttle here. We let our foot off the throttle, and then we go into the playoffs like it's our birthright to win a championship. It's like, oh, no, guys. To me, that's not the right way to operate, and that's a scary proposition heading into the playoffs that way. And I want to be healthy, but at the same time, man, we're playing basketball.
See, and I get what you're saying on the preseason analogy with football, but that stuff is to create the football calic, right? To be ready for when it goes. The Nuggets already have that calic. They played 70-something games of the regular season.
They got the what?
That's calic, that football calic, right? You have to create calic. The calic.
How do you spell that?
I have no idea.
Try.
Oh, I don't really want to.
Yeah. Yeah, you get called out if you use like words that like bigger words that
I was gonna Google it.
No, nope.
C A L E K.
C A L E K. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like the calic of like the
callus.
Callus.
You talking about a callus?
Am I?
Yeah. Are you talking about like the cowlick on the back that you get that sticks up on the back of your head?
That's not the same thing.
You're getting. I don't know. I have never heard calic. I've heard callus, like you try to, you know, get your hands, you get those calluses on your hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what you get when you're working out and they callus up, right?
Yeah, we call those calyx.
Callus.
Where I'm from.
Okay.
I already tried.
Is that, Kisner, is that even a word?
I can't even find the word.
Yeah, okay.
Find callus and see what that says.
Well, I know what that is.
That one of the definition.
Oh, it's hardened. Like you're getting yourself ready to go.
Okay,
I just don't know. Hold on. Is cowlick a word back there? Is cowlick a word? Have y'all heard of that, Richie? No, not cowlick. He did the hair thing like me. Right, that's what I thought.
Also, does the definition of callus say, the direct quote, hardened hands? That's what Stover just said.
Is that what, right?
I'm still learning how to spell it here.
Okay.
All right. Can you spell it for him?
So,
Spell callus for him.
Callus. C-A-L-O-U-S. Callus.
Callus.
There we go.
Okay, Kevin.
How did I do?
No, it's C-A-L-L-U-S.
You just added an O and one less L.
Yeah.
Rough patch of skin.
Yeah.
You actually weren't that far off.
Right.
You said hard hands.
Yeah. There we go. That's a win. That's a win.
Man, so, that's another one. I've been saying calic for 30 years.
Calic? What the heck is calic? I don't. Has anyone heard that? It's callus, right? Not calic.
Okay, so they are saying, texters are saying it's the hair. The cowlick is what you said.
Cowlick, right. But you're not saying cowlick. You're not C-O, you're, I mean.
No.
You're
I'm thinking of callus, but yeah, I said cowlick.
This is going off the rails.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's C-O-W-L-I-C-K.
Right.
It's a cowlick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what that is, though, don't you? Or no?
Yeah, when your hair sticks up.
Right, but that's not what you're trying to say.
No, I'm talking about hands getting
right.
You're about your definition of callus.
Exactly. Here we go, folks.
Okay. We're back on track.
Only from 10 to 2.
We're back on track, yeah. I'm learning how to speak English from somebody born in Louisiana.
Right. I mean, yeah. Like, dude, you're bad off when that's happening.
Yeah,
I'm correcting you.
I know.
I mean, this is like, that's bottom of the barrel
type
of stuff.
These are my most embarrassing moments in life, and I'm sharing them with everyone.
Yes, right. It's all right. That's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
So where were you at? Where were you at?
I understand what you're saying, but it's... Like the Nuggets have already.
Oh, you're talking about football. You need the preseason.
The preseason matters because they haven't done any of that stuff. You're going to go play the football games. And you have 17 of them to get ready for.
All right.
The Nuggets are 74 games into this, whatever the number is, and they're ready. Like they've already. Dialed back anyway with what the regular season has left.
And from my experience, okay, so now you look at like how does that translate to me in football? Well, I've been in the playoffs a lot. I've had the number one seed a few times.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, that's difficult. Why? Because you're going. And then what happens? You take your foot off the gas. And then you have a few days off. You get out of your routine. And all of a sudden, you know, you're practicing a few days, but it's just not quite the same. And then you got to go play a football game. And you're used to playing every week. And I understand you got bye weeks, but you used to playing. And that team that you are playing had just played the week before. And you're just every time just felt like our team was a little bit off. And you look in 2012, we did it in 2005 with the Broncos. I mean, with the Colts, and it's tough. It's tough to get back going again. And you look at the Nuggets in their situation. Okay. And I'm not saying here, folks, to go. If you need a rest, we'll give you a rest. But if you can play ball, hey, let's play ball. Let's play. Like we've come too far all of a sudden to just say, all right, it's relaxation time, guys. I don't like that philosophy. I think it can backfire in a big way. And so I want to keep going here. And if you need the rest, we'll give you the rest. But those situations for me, it was always, we were just a little bit rusty. Your legs aren't there. You know, you're a little bit off. And next thing you know, you look up and it's like, oh, well, that ended quicker than I thought it would. And season's over. So I want to avoid that this year. And I want to just keep plugging along and playing the guys that are available to play.
And I get that 100%. And I know what you're saying. It's the time off. We watched the Rockies deal with it in 07. We've seen those Colts teams have to deal with it. We've seen it before in sports. It's not apples to oranges comparison, but it's not apples to apples either because of the amount of games already played by this group of the Denver Nuggets.
And the other thing is you have that break during the play-in games already at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I heard Zach say it was four.
I think it's four or five, something like that.
Yeah. So you got, whatever it is, you have 4 or 5 days off. So how many days did they have off for the All-Star break?
You get about a week for the break, too.
So, you know, that did them good, whatever it was. Exactly. You know, Jokic actually was playing a little bit. But so it's like all of a sudden you take 4, 5, 6 days off, whatever it is, from the end of the season. You got to play in games, which the Nuggets won't be in, till the playoffs. And then you couple that with, you know, 4 or 5 more days. What are we going to take 2 weeks off? Like, so, no. No, no, no. I don't want to do that. I think that's an awful approach. I don't think they'll do that. I think they're going to play, hopefully. I'm hoping that they play guys that are able to play. And maybe when you get later, the last two games here, when you look at playing who they've got, Spurs, Memphis, on the road.
On the road, the final two games, yeah.
Now, maybe you handle those two games differently, depending on the seeding and how you're feeling and how your team's feeling. But up until that point, let's go, man. Hey, let's play ball. Let's win basketball games. I want to keep the momentum going. This is the most important time of the year. We're about to be in the playoffs, and so it's not time to rest. It's time to go.
I would look at it as Clippers Thursday, Minnesota wins next week, a week from today, Wednesday, and that is your final home game. You got the Hawks coming up on Sunday, second to final home game. I'm considering guys going for Clippers and Timberwolves, and then staggering guys getting rest in the final four games outside of those two. That's where my mind would be for these Nuggets.
Okay, so you got Clippers. Then after the Clippers, you got Clippers on Thursday. Then on Saturday, you got the Hawks.
Yep.
Then you got 3 days until the Jazz. I mean, like if we start shutting guys down, I mean that's gonna be like 3 weeks, you know, of not doing a whole lot. That's a long time until the playoffs start. So you're right. You got the Timberwolves coming up on a back-to-back. Now, that's when I'm looking at maybe, all right, let's see how we're going to handle the back-to-back. Our last back-to-back is April 9th and 10th. Got the Jazz on the road and Timberwolves at home. Hey, the Jazz game, all right, we're going to rest some guys. That's fine. I'm cool with that. And get ready to go against the Timberwolves the next night at home. You need to – that's a statement game. Heading into the playoffs. That's a statement game. And then you finish off with two games on the road against the Spurs, who we saw last night. Look, they got a lot of fight. I give them credit. They played well against Golden State the game before. So they haven't packed it in yet. And then the Grizzlies on the road to finish it off. So I just don't, you know, I don't like that approach. We got to continue to play here. That's just my mindset. And you know, if someone gets injured, hey, that's sports, man.
I think our only difference really is that Atlanta game, though. That's kind of the only one we're looking at. Because I'm with you, too. Front and the back of back, who the heck cares about that Jazz game? It's all about that game Wednesday against the Timberwolves in your final home game. And then you're going to have Friday, Sunday to wrap it up against two teams that don't really matter, and you can shut it down there. So really, we're talking about one game, the Hawks game on the 6th, though we differ on.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm handling the Spurs and the Grizzlies, you know, the last two.
Does it depend on what else is happening around them?
Yeah, I'm going to be flexible and fluid in this situation, but I want guys to keep their basketball conditioning up. And you can't get that by just running suicides, you know, and doing sprints. Like, you need to be on the court in those types of environments. So I'm not sure how I want to handle those two games. Maybe you rest them, maybe we don't. But right now, I just – if you're able to play, hey, we got to play ball, guys. Right. That's it's almost like it's a Bill Belichick approach, and that was his approach. hey, we got to play. We preseason, all right, yeah, we got to play. We got to get ready to go. End of the year, we need to keep this thing going because this is the most important time of the year. Let's not all of a sudden think it's rest time and relax time.
Nuggets Nation, what are you prioritizing? Health, the number one seed. You want to get greedy and have both, but pick one. Tell us at 303-713-1043, ramoslaw.com text line. Oh, we did pick a new baseball team to root for that we're going to tell people about coming up at 1230. But you got punked, huh?
Yeah, my wifey punked me.
Oh, I was hoping it was Lana. Even
Lana punked me. She got me. I told you yesterday she has a to-do list for me, right?
That
she wrote
that's
like
right.
four or five things that I got to do, and I'm like, okay, the garage is fine. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's like some clothes out there. Okay, it's fine. Clean up the office, right? That's my office, whatever. And then, like, I got to rinse the patio off. Dog, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I got to rinse the patio off.
Like with a power washer thing?
No, just the hose.
Oh, okay.
Just the hose out there, right? And the front patio. Bam. Okay. But then I told her yesterday, I'm like, I'm not going to do that before, you know, I'm going to do that on Sunday. I'm not I'm not doing that right now. And she literally said, no, you're going to do it right now. The sun's out and it's going to dry. You're going to go do it right now. And I took a step back and I was like, damn. I respected that. I said, you know what? I am going to do it right now. And I went out there and for the next 15 minutes, washed the patio off. So I was like, wow, that was good. She's like, I'm going to do it Sunday. She's like, no, you're going to do it right now. And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, you're going to do it right now. I was like, all right.
So you're out there cleaning the patio.
Yep. So there I was. You know, I was like, all right, I'm going to go clean the patio. Seems like a good idea. I like that idea. I want the patio clean. So that's what happened. Yep. I get just straight punked yesterday.
Hey, you know what? You did the right thing, though.
I did.
I pay the boyfriend tax. You were paying the husband tax and the father tax yesterday by saying, okay, you know, she's probably right. I want to do more stuff on the weekend than I'm going to do right now, sitting at home in the middle of the week doing nothing. Just go out and pay the tax.
That's what I did.
And you did it.
I did. I actually appreciated just like, you're doing it now.
Yeah.
Like, no question about it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
It wasn't up for debate.
Right. There is no debating this. And I was like, okay. All right. Done. I'm out there.
I got to be honest. Let me tell you something about how I view, and again, outside perspective, right, the Lana and Brandon Stokely relationship. I think she should do this more. I think this is a move that she should make more often in your life.
Well, I think you have to be careful making that type of big move like that.
Okay.
You can't do it all the time. You got to pick and choose.
Pick your battles.
Pick and choose when you're going to put your foot down and say, no, you're doing it now. I'm just telling you what's going to happen, right? So I think if you do that a lot, it's probably not going to be a good thing, right? But every now and then, it's like, all right, respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'll go do it. So that's my advice to you.
Just go do it?
No. Just pick and choose when you're going to really just try to, you know, probably never for us, you know, to go down that road. But for our great female listeners out there, pick and choose when you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Not all the time. You don't want to be the big bully. It doesn't mean as much. But when you get it in the right spot, it just hits. And it hit me yesterday, and I'm like, all right, yep. I'm going to go clean the patio right now.
How about the garage? What are those clothes doing right now?
Yeah, the clothes are all over the workbench. Where they should be. It's in the garage. Those are my cigar-smoking sweatshirt to keep me warm on the patio. I put them in the garage. That's where they belong. I'm not folding them all up at night. The garage, that's what it's for. Like, she doesn't understand that. She wants everything to be tidied up, and I'm like, no.
Like,
so
everything
that's
has
a constant battle.
Well, I actually think, like, I'm team Brandon Stokely on that one.
Right.
You're doing a favor for the house of not bringing that nonsense inside.
Right.
And having them smell it, and she yells at you for the way you smell. And
right. Exactly. So she doesn't mind it in the garage. She just wants it to be tidied up.
Okay.
But that's just, I have a workbench area.
That's your area.
Yeah, it's like got a big wood block. Joel Dreesen did it for me.
Oh,
Crooked.
Nice.
It doesn't fit very well.
He not nice, I guess.
Supposed to come back and do it. Never did. Shout out, Joel. Thanks a lot. But still, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of stuff on there, right? It's like a countertop area.
Which is what a workbench is.
Right. In my garage. Yeah. That's where this stuff goes.
Notice that all the workbenches and table space at Joel's actual house, perfect.
Perfect, right. Like, the one for me,
perfect,
somehow, some way, is
it's at a 25-degree angle.
It's all crooked and like, he's like, I'll come back and fix it. And the thing weighs like 2,000 pounds. It's like the heaviest butcher. It's like a butcher block, you know?
Yeah.
It is so heavy. Other than that, it looks great.
Yeah, perfect outside of
great
that.
Great work, Joel. I think I was his test dummy for that.
And then he did his.
Right. All his stuff looks immaculate. Perfect.
This is a great text from the 475. Lana told Stokely, take that L on the way out.
I think she did.
That's a good move. That's a good move there, Lana. Nice work on Punk and Stoke. All right, we've had enough. We've had enough 6 games in with the Colorado Rockies, so much so that we've picked a new team to root for. We'll tell you who, we'll tell you why, and ask if you're going to adopt the new team. Coming up next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
We just got a text on the RamosLaw.com text line. It is 303-713-1043. You want to join us? Watch the show over on Twitch. That's always open for you, too. Twitch.com/DenverSportsCom. Twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. I see a few of you in there having some conversations about what we're chatting about. We'll come back and check in and hang with you guys here in a bit. But, Stoke, the text I'm reading. It says, you guys know there's a fan party for the Rockies coming up, right? Yeah, of course. We're the fan, and we're throwing the party. It's happening at El Patio Denver right across from Coors Field. We're going to walk you up to first pitch, the drive with Zach and Phil. They're going to keep the party rolling through 6 p.m. We're going to give away, a special prize. It'll happen on our show. Can't tell you what it is, but if you show up and ask, we'll tell you and how you can win that. But you have to be at El Patio to be eligible to win the prize. And if we call your name and you're not there, we'll move on to the next one. So come see us this Friday, starting at 10 a.m. all the way through 6 p.m. at El Patio Denver. We're having ourselves a Rockies opening day party. And it's not much about the baseball. It's more about exactly that, Stoke. It's more about the party because the Rockies are now 1-6. They embarrassed themselves again last night with a couple of little league errors. Pitcher not covering first base, and as you said, that's the ace of the staff. Brenton Doyle did dove for a ball in center field and absolutely
missed. 1-5.
1-5, excuse me. They're playing tonight. I've already they are wrapping up the series with the Cubs tonight. But it's just been bad. It's been embarrassing. It's been viral moments for all the wrong reasons throughout Major League Baseball with just the 6 games played. So what we did was adopted a new baseball team. The morning show decided they're rolling with the Orioles. We decided we're rolling with the Atlanta Braves. And yeah, sure, they won 104 games last year, but the Orioles won 101. That's what we decided, Stoke. Our allegiance is now with the Atlanta Braves. We will keep an eye on, we will get action on said Braves. And as far as the Rockies go, I know you've kind of already said you're out. They haven't earned your eyeballs.
Yep.
And I'm the opposite. They certainly haven't earned them, but I can't take my eyeballs off of it.
You want to watch them to watch Comedy Hour.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
To laugh. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's too painful to go through that. So I'm out, officially out of the Rockies 6 games in, unfortunately. I mean, it's been, you could be 1-5, and it's like, all right. They're not even competent. They're not even competitive. I mean, it's as bad as, it's like varsity playing JV out there. It's as bad as it can get. And these guys can't field ground balls. It's going under their glove all the way to the wall, letting 3 runs score against the Cubs in a 0-0 game. They can't catch pop flies right to them, dropping those. Like you said, pitcher's not covering first base. Our ace is giving up more runs through the first, a lefty, through the first 2 starts than anyone in 111 years, in their first 2 starts of the season, 111 years. So we're making history for all the wrong reasons, and it's just brutal to watch. So unfortunately, that's where we're at, and we're only 6 games in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's refreshing, though, now to know, hey, we hitched our wagon to the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
A good team. Because we're winners, so we hitch our wagon to winners. And that's what we're going to do here. We're on the Braves, and I'm excited now. I'm excited for baseball.
That's
right. We got a new team.
Drew did say it's weak that we have picked the Atlanta Braves.
How is it so weak?
How come it's not weak that the morning show picked the Royals?
Well, they won 101 last year.
That's kind of weak, too. Pick a plucky underdog. Like, come on now. Don't just jump on the bandwagon of a good team because they're a good team. Pick a plucky underdog.
Listen up, Drew.
The Milwaukee Brewers or something like that.
I don't like the Brewers. Hey, here's the thing. These are our rules, okay? we're in misery here with the Rockies. I don't want to pick a team that might suck also. Like, why would we do that?
Great point.
I mean, like, we're already miserable, so now we're going to make ourselves more miserable by picking the wrong team, right? So what? We picked a great team. Guess what? We want to feel good about ourselves. We want to watch good baseball. We want to cheer Ronald Acuna. We want to, you know, they got a great pitcher, Strider or something like that. Unbelievable pitcher. He's probably going to win the Cy Young. I think he won it last year. Like, that's what we want, man. We want to have fun. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's right. It's baseball already gives us a gross feeling in our lives. Like, I've never associated baseball and me feeling great outside of one run with the Colorado Rockies. And it was all right in 17, 18 when they were making some noise, at least getting into a wild card game. I want baseball to be fun. I want it to make me feel good again.
All right. I mean, I understand that. But now, Stoke, if you're going to choose the Braves as your team, you might want to say their best player's name right. You might want to learn his name and how to say it.
I nailed it. What are you talking about?
What'd you say again?
You heard me.
Yeah. I heard Ronald Acuna. It's Ronald Acuna.
That's what I said. Acuna. Yes. Goodness. Yeah. I mean, all
junior,
about...
Junior, actually.
Yeah. There's Junior there. Yeah. Me and him go way back, by the way. All the way to the All-Star game in Cleveland. I took a picture with him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, this is meant to be then.
That's what I'm saying. Don't let the riffraff tell us who we can pull for and adopt to be our team.
And plus, remember, it wasn't last year, was it? Was it 2 years ago when the crazy fans ran out on the field, the selfie with Acuna Jr.?
Yes, right here.
It's here in Colorado. This has been meant to be for a few years now at this
point.
Now
we start, like, putting the pieces together, and it's like, it's destiny that we're a Braves fan.
That's right.
I love it,
I might buy a Braves jersey. Maybe he's not ready for that yet, but I might buy something Braves related for me.
Yeah. I don't want to all of a sudden adopt this team and this team become our team, and then we get all the swag and get a jersey or shirt and whatever the case may be, and then all of a sudden they start losing.
Oh.
And it's like, whoa, wham,
yeah.
Right? Let's see how they do. If they go on a good little run here, then maybe we can get some merch. But I love our decision, actually. And the more hate and the more people that are, you know, upset that we picked a really good team, that makes me even love it even more.
Yeah,
so,
I kind of do, too.
That's our team. Go Braves.
That's right. We have a song for the Braves already. We Stoke's best friends with Ronald Acuna Jr.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, this is a match made in baseball.
They haven't returned my calls in a few years, but.
Keep calling.
But, yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Yeah, I've been doing that with Peyton Manning for 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
Just call every number I get out of your phone when you're in the bathroom. And
sooner
never
or later, he'll return them.
That's right.
You got to remember that moment that we had.
Yeah. Dude. It's like, come on. Took a photo. He's telling somebody right now. I took a photo with Brandon Sutcliffe 4 years
ago. Definitely. He is. It has to be.
That's right. That's where it is. Are you adopting any team, or are you going to go root for the Rockies, against the Rockies? Somebody did text in and say they're going to still root for the Rockies, but they're betting the other team every game. So if they have to watch, they'll at least feel like they're making something out of it.
Yeah. I've heard that philosophy before. Matt Smith brought that up. And so we'll see how it ends up for him if you do it every single game, what it looks like. But right now you'd be up for sure.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal. I don't know, like, our listeners out there. I just don't know how they're, like, if you're a Rockies fan, how are you feeling right now? Are you still committed to this team? Or if you have tickets to go to games, are you still going to games? Like, where are you at right now? 303-713-1043. This is worse than I expected. Let us know, like, how you're feeling about the Rockies 6 games in. Has it changed anything, or you're still going to go to the ballpark, have a couple cold ones, get yourself some popcorn, hot dog, nachos, and then, you know, leave after 6 or 7 innings? Mm-hmm. I just, like, where are they at right now? I know if I was had tickets or... was looking forward to going down there. I'm out. Like, why are you going to waste your time, people?
Yeah.
And it's almost, it feels like it's disrespectful to me that I'm going down there and this is the best that we got. Like, y'all can't even field a ground ball. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, this is elementary stuff here. Yeah. And you can't do this, but I'm going to drive from Castle Rock to downtown and deal with a mess that's downtown, right? Complete disaster down mm-hmm. there. To go to a game to watch y'all, like, my time is more valuable than that. I mean, that's just me. I don't know. That's how I'm viewing this thing.
And Kistner just told me the Braves come in August, so we have a show field trip.
Oh, now I might have to go to that.
Yeah, see? We'll get you out of the house for that one.
I might have to go to one of those.
And this is another... How about this? This text actually answers Drew perfectly.
Okay.
It's from the 253. If you dump a girl or a guy because they're not good enough for you, you go find somebody better than them.
That's right.
And we just did that.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
There we go.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Kevin's the king of that. That's exactly right, Kistner.
That's why he's still looking.
That's right.
Haven't found that one yet.
No one's good enough.
I'm looking for my...
Your
Atlanta Braves player.
You're looking for your Atlanta Braves right now.
My Robert Acuna Jr.
He's been stuck with a whole lot of Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
It's time to look for your Brave.
That's right.
Kevin, that's what we're doing here today. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, catch up on the RamosLaw.com text line. Tell us how you feel about our decision, and are you with us? Somebody said, I'm on MLB.com right now, ordering a Braves lid.
Let's go.
We're getting some folks on board. We have to make our group bigger and better than the morning show's group.
That's right.
It's us versus them now.
Yeah.
So that's what's important.
Right. Those guys try to make fun of us for picking a winner. And they picked a team that won 100 games last year. Yes. Like, we won 3 more than them. Yeah. So, like, it doesn't make sense. That tells you a lot about them.
It does.
They don't even know how many games their team won last year.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Par for the course.
Quick timeout. Our Broncos insider, Mike Kliss, we actually talked to him tomorrow, but he's talked to a couple quarterback gurus that he trusts. Each has a different idea as to who fits with the Broncos with that 12th pick. We'll tell you what they said next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
There's a little Ludacris for you, Stoke.
You could go see Luda right now.
I don't know that you're eligible, but I'll buy a ticket if you're down to go with me. Luda and T-Pain are going to be at Cheyenne Frontier Days on Thursday, July 25th. That's actually my birthday, so you're buying the tickets. All this week, 3 times a day, you're going to get a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. Listen to 104.3 The Fan with us, Stoke and Josh, and The Drive for your chance to win that pair of tickets. I got a pair of tickets to give away to see Luda at Cheyenne Frontier Days, July 25th. Be caller number 4 right now at 303-713-1043. Caller 4, 303-713-1043. And you could win yourself a pair of tickets to Cheyenne Frontier Days on July 25th. Good luck out there. Call us right now. All right. We were talking a little bit about our new baseball team in the Atlanta Braves. Ask some of you texters if you're in on this. Some people are mad. Other people love the idea that we are finding new baseball teams. So join us. Come be Braves fans with us. We'll give you updates as to what they're doing throughout the year. Stoke, talking a little bit about our buddy Mike Kliss, who we're actually going to have on tomorrow. He has a story out at 9news.com about having a conversation with Greg Cosell and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. And he was asking them about, obviously, what they think about the top-tier quarterbacks and then where the Broncos fall in the pecking order of needing a quarterback and where they will actually land. And both of them have different opinions. One's a Bo Nix believer, and the other thinks that Michael Penix Jr. would be the answer and the best fit there for the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix is discussed in this article about, hey, this is a guy that's going to come in. He would have the ability to start in week one, if that's the route that Sean Payton wanted to go. It was Cosell, I believe, talking about Michael Penix Jr. on the other side and hinted at that same thing. Could be a guy that you would want to come in and start. Now, he also mentioned what we've talked about a few times, the Raiders and Michael Penix Jr.'s name in that same sentence, and that if it's the Raiders that pick him, they're going to have Gardner go and give him the year. But here's two different guys, some football analysts, one former football quarterback, having different discussions, one a believer of Bo Nix, the other of Michael Penix Jr., and both talking about if you wanted them to, that's an option week one, day one, for whomever, in this case the Broncos, picks them in the draft.
Yeah, I think, look, anytime you take a quarterback in the first round, you better hope that that they can start day one if you need them to. Doesn't mean that you have to, but, you know, usually you don't take a guy in the first round and just think that he's going to sit the whole year. I don't think that's how you operate, unless you got a guy already, and certainly the Broncos don't. The Raiders really don't. So if you take like a Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., maybe it's week one, but maybe it's week four or week six. But at some point, you want to get them on the football field and let them get going. But that just tells you how hard this thing is to do. One person loves this guy. That person loves this guy. And then, you know, this guy's the next best thing. And they're not going to all work out. So it's hard to evaluate these quarterbacks and project them to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. The games are so different, and it's moving at such a different speed than it was in college. Can they process and can they play at a high level taking that next step? And it's hard. You don't know until you get them. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like for the Denver Broncos. You know, is it a quarterback? Is it not a quarterback? Is it moving up for a quarterback? Is it J.J.? Is it Bo? Or is it Michael Penix Jr.? I mean, this is where we're at. So it's I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for this draft. We need a quarterback. We're not in a great position for a quarterback. We might be lucky. Might be fortunate. How about us get lucky for once? Hey, it's been a long time.
That would be nice.
Where, you know what? If we did have a terrible season and we were picking third or fourth, we would have taken this guy. But at 12, you know what? We really couldn't have moved up. Then we were stuck with Bo Nix, and Bo Nix ends up being the best one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I know we've kicked around, hey, is it Bo Nix, Brock Bowers, or nobody? And that I'm still stuck on that. I'm still on, not Bo Nix, whatever, quarterback, whatever they end up doing, if they can find themselves climbing up. Remember Sean Payton said a trade-up is realistic while he was at the owners' meetings. But I'm still there. Like, quarterback at 12 might be a reach for Bo Nix. Certainly feels like one for MPJ at 12 if that's the play. Brock Bowers, or you trade back and acquire as many assets that you possibly can.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I think that's probably a good option for the Broncos there. I don't want to see them move up and miss. I don't know. Maybe you can't be scared, though. But I'm scarred.
Mm.
I've been doing this since 2016, right, in this market. And it's been really bad. A lot of bad picks, a lot of bad decisions, and a lot of bad trades, and a lot of quarterbacks. And so if you swing on a quarterback like that and to move up and give up a ton and you miss, yeah, now we're looking at, you know, a decade of awful football probably,
mm-hmm.
or struggles. And I really don't want that. So I think that's a lot of it has to do with what we've seen around here. For me, I'm kind of scarred by that.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, man, I mean, like, hey, you know, scared money don't make money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to man up and push your chips in the middle if you're going to gamble. It's big boy football here. Right? If you're scared, what do they say?
Go to church.
Yeah.
That's what Ice Cube said. I don't know.
Right.
Who else says that? But
stay on the couch.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Just, no. So, and I don't think Sean Payton's scared. I think if he sees someone, he'll be aggressive to go get that person. I'm nervous about swinging and missing because we've swung and missed so much lately, and so that has me really nervous. If that's the plan, is to move up.
That stinks that you haven't got to talk about good Broncos ever on the radio.
I know. Well, I had one winning season my first year, 9-7.
9-7, yeah, but it wasn't like,
right,
they're about to go make a run. They're
no.
You don't want the Broncos in round one of the playoffs. It was like, let's see what Trevor did to get a win there last night.
Yeah.
Like that kind of a feeling, you know?
Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, sorry. I was kind of just thinking out loud, because I was thinking like my first 4 years or whatever in radio was like Tebow.
Uh-huh.
And that was mayhem.
Right.
And then Manning came in, and it was beautiful. And I was like, this is what it's like to be in radio?
Thanks for bringing that up.
This is awesome.
I've been a loser the whole time, pretty much. That's what you're saying, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to say it in a nicer way.
I know, but I just don't beat around the bush. Just,
okay.
Stokely, you're a loser, and you didn't. I was a part of some of the best Broncos era ever
when
I started doing radio. Yeah.
I remember being a young radio reporter, and it's like, You could just see the top of Peyton Manning's head because there were so many people in that locker room trying to talk about the Broncos.
Yeah, that must have been fun.
Oh, it was awesome, dude.
I mean, I think back to, because I was here Peyton's first year, but I, like whatever, they're just playing football. I don't pay attention to sports radio or what the news was saying or any of that stuff, right? But looking back, you could see, like, oh, my gosh, we're in the middle of the, like, sports world.
Mm-hmm.
Then with Peyton Manning coming here. But at the time, in my situation, I'm just like, whatever, I'm just playing football. I didn't really think it was that big a deal.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool that he was here. I was happy, like, this is going to be fun. But other than that, it's just like, all right, you know? Mm-hmm. But looking back, it's like, damn, no, that was a big deal.
Yeah, we were the center of the football universe right here in the Mile High City. It was beautiful. Here's the hope, and we get back there sooner rather than later. The league's MVP and the Rookie of the Year put on a show down at Ball Arena last night. Let's have a little fun debate. You think Wimby will ever get to the level that Nikola Jokic is, complete control of his team and an MVP candidate across the league? We're going to have that conversation and hear from Michael Malone coming up next.